This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. It's official. The new Batman movie has found its Selina Kyle, aka Catwoman, in Big Little Lies star Zoe Kravitz. The film, directed by Matt Reeves, comes out in June of 2021. Kravitz joins Robert Pattinson, who has the title role, and Jeffrey Wright, who's playing Commissioner Gordon. Wow, her dad, Lenny Kravitz, must be so proud of his American woman. Daughter. You know what I mean. To celebrate her 27th birthday, Cardi B's husband, Migos rapper Offset, gifted her with a huge heart-shaped diamond ring and matching band, both of which interlock with each other. The ring is fittingly called the Titanic. Cardi B said, quote, "Thank you so much, babe. I'm so happy, so grateful," unquote. Hopefully their relationship won't sink like the Titanic. Elton John has criticized Disney's remake of The Lion King, citing the film's music as a huge disappointment. He said, quote, "I believe they messed the music up. It was so much a part of the original, and the music in the current film doesn't have the same impact. The magic and joy were lost," unquote. The original was the top seller of 1994. Yep, looks like the bitch is back. Lady Gaga fell off the stage during a show at her Enigma Las Vegas residency. After inviting a fan on stage to dance with her, Gaga jumped into the man's arms, causing him to lose his footing, and they both fell off the stage. The crowd was concerned until Gaga, being the true professional that she is, jumped back on stage to dance her way through the end of the performance. Now that's gonna leave a mark. Actress Felicity Huffman reported to a federal prison in Northern California to start a 14-day sentence for her role in the college admission scandal that rocked elite universities around the U.S. The Desperate Housewives star surrendered to authorities at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California, about 40 miles east of San Francisco. Gee, I hope she's been watching Orange is the New Black. First, DMX was a no-show at the Def Jam 35th anniversary party. Then he was set to perform with 3-6 Mafia in Memphis. Then at the Rolling Loud Festival in New York, but was a no-show at all of those. Where was he? He was found by his son butt naked inside his car after a 36-hour crack cocaine binge. Crack cocaine? In 2019? That's so 80s. Jeremy Renner's ex-wife has accused him of threatening to kill her in a new custody filing. Sonny Pacheco filed multiple claims against the Avengers star, alleging he threatened to kill her and one time stuck a gun in his mouth and shot into the ceiling while their daughter Ava was in the room. Pacheco, 28, also accuses Renner, 48, of drug use and leaving cocaine on a bathroom counter. Stay tuned. We're finally going to find out why the Mariah Carey movie Glitter stunk so bad. She'll be including her thoughts on that, among other things, in her upcoming memoir. She revealed her new book, an autobiography about her personal life and professional career, will be a tell-all book. You'll also learn more about her nervous breakdown that same year, 2001. I know I almost had one after seeing Glitter. Joe Giudice just got out of the pen, and there's no doubt that Teresa Giudice's husband is fitter than ever. During his time in prison, Joe underwent a big physical transformation. A source said, quote, "Teresa's so proud of Joe for getting in such great shape. He talked about getting in shape in the past, but while he was incarcerated, he finally had the time," unquote. Yep, the jail diet. It works. After 5 seasons on HBO, Ballers is coming to an end. The inside look at the business side of football is airing its series finale, bringing Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson's journey from a financial manager to NFL team owner to an end. Fans were bummed when Johnson announced that the 5th season would be his last, but let's face it, he's got 20 other projects going, so he'll be around, like it or not. Jamila Jamil and Sarah Sampayo have been arguing about the modeling industry. The Good Place actress tweeted a clip of fuller figure models dancing on a runway, saying, OMG, this looks like the most fun, and not a long-starved, terrified teenager in sight. Model Sampeo chimed in, tweeting, calling runway models long-starved, terrified teenager is extremely offensive. Korean pop star Sully was found dead at her home near Seoul. She was 25. Her manager, who found her body, reported that the star suffered from depression, and police said that they were working on the assumption that she had died by suicide. Initial investigations found no sign of foul play, but also no suicide note. Sully rose to fame as a member of the K-pop girl band FX. R.I.P. Sully. NBC News president Noah Oppenheim pushed back against the explosive claims made in Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill: Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators. Details allege secret payouts at NBC News and how ousted Today anchor Matt Lauer may have played a role in the network's decision to kill Farrow's Harvey Weinstein expose. Salacious. Cuba Gooding Jr. has pleaded not guilty to an indictment alleging two instances of sexual misconduct. Gooding appeared before a judge in New York and was released on his own recognizance. The new charge involves an alleged incident in October of 2018, which the defense paints as a shakedown attempt. The 51-year-old Jerry Maguire star is also being accused by others. Show me the groping! The trash bin. Mama June and her boyfriend both pleaded not guilty in their crack cocaine arrests from March. Neither the reality TV star nor her boyfriend were present in the Alabama courthouse, but their attorney entered a plea on behalf of them. June and Gino Doak were both arrested earlier this year following a domestic dispute at a gas station. The boyfriend threatened to kill June. So classy.
The news wrap-up.
The new Google Pixel 4 phone will feature radar that allows you to unlock the phone or skip music on Spotify with a wave of your hand. Goldman Sachs CEO says the Apple Card is the most successful credit card launch ever. Former Apple employees are making a deadbolt that you unlock with your phone, backed by Walmart. TikTok recently moved into offices that were previously occupied by WhatsApp, and now TikTok's poaching their employees. Slick.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, is the queen of the box office.
The number one album.
AI Youngboy 2 by Youngboy Never Broke Again is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's, of course, Minecraft.
The number one book.
Blowout by Rachel Maddow is the best-selling nonfiction book for the second week.
French Montana has been named the first ambassador of I Stand With Immigrants, an initiative that highlights empowering immigration stories and the ways immigrants have positively contributed to the country. When asked about his early days of immigrating from Morocco to New York, he recalls the struggles he faced in a foreign country and how they shaped him into the artist and man he is today. Montana said, quote, "You're trying to fit into this world that you knew nothing about. You're trying to mold yourself around this world that somebody just pushed you in," unquote. He lived in the Bronx around Jews, Africans, Puerto Ricans, and Jamaicans, and he credits that diverse population with making him a better person. Here's French Montana featuring Post Malone and Cardi B with the song of the week, Writing on the Wall.
From the block, now we're sniping on the ass like Somalians. Egyptian claw from my body, diamonds like 6'9". We coming through the back, we don't go to the concierge. Now that boy run fashion, Cardi in that fashion over again. We start at the wave, now everybody looking the same. Tell me how you want. Shorty bust it down, give us the money, keep the crown. Tell me how you want. Been around the globe in the global express, 10 O's in my network. Neck work, then the leg work. We the stars like the network.
Was French Montana featuring Post Malone and Cardi B with the song of the week, Writing on the Wall. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.